Well, today's episode is on frequently asked questions, FAQs, on eForm PAR 6. SAG RTA has shared some points for the eForm PAR 6. This very latest step of the MCA, Ministry of Corporate Affairs, encourages us to get some new compliance after every periodic interval, which also helps us to learn new things each year. Additionally, and even after 6 years of implementation, this new Companies Act 2013 seems afresh. And MCA probably won't even let us get bored. Well, we will go through some of the Form PAR 6 related details. So let's start. General queries for eForm PAR 6. Q.1. What is the purpose behind the incorporation of Form PAR 6? The major goal of Form PAR 6 is to undergo the reconciliation of the various number securities given, share certificate or DMAT credit, match or do not match through providing or paid up capital. Q.2. Relevant to furnishing the Form PAR 6, what is the plan? Under Section 29(1) of the Company Act 2013, notwithstanding anything contained in any other provisions of this Act, a. Every company making a public offer, and b. such other class or classes of companies as may be prescribed. Q.3. If the firm has various securities, do it need to furnish Form PAR 6? Yes, Rule 9A of the Companies, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities, Rules, 2014 has been applied for every class of security, and in Form PAR 6 only one ISIN can be inserted. Thus, for various types and classes of securities, various forms are needed to be furnished. Q.4. Which plan of the Act and or Act developed thereunder are to be investigated despite certifying Form PAR 6 through the professional? Certification of form is not only towards the information furnished in Form PAR 6, however, it indeed is towards the Wild Companies Act 2013, Depositories Act 1996. And all rules in respect of dematerialization of securities. Q.5. For which division the companies are needed to furnish the Form PAR 6? The firms which are public and unlisted and the subsidiary of the public companies are needed to furnish Form PAR 6. But the government firms, wholly owned subsidiaries, and new firms are not listed public companies and are not needed to furnish the Form PAR 6. Q.6 is Rule 9A of Firms, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities, Rules, 2014 applied for, a. unlisted public company but debt is listed, or, b. private company however debt is listed, or, c. unlisted public company and debt is unlisted? Towards the unlisted public firms, the Rule 9A of the Companies, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities, Rules, 2014 is eligible. According to Section 252 of the Companies Act 2013, the listed firms mean that the firm owns any of its securities listed. Thus, if debt security is listed, then these firms, public or private, are not coming under Rule 9A of the Firms, Prospectus and Allotment of Securities, Rules, 2014. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ad.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4727 374. Thanks for listening.